This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood sells the myth that contraceptives they distribute stop abortions. In reality, the irresponsible behavior they encourage almost guarantees contraceptive failure and increases the number of abortions. This plays to why and how Planned Parenthood is pleading for its continued funding. They have also paid for two polls that perhaps predictably say Americans like what Planned Parenthood does. The two polls, however, fly in the face of contradictory findings in other polls from Gallup and USA Today. Americans really do not like late-term abortion. Nine pastors are calling for Margaret Sanger to be removed from a display at D.C.'s Smithsonian Institute. Sanger, Planned Parenthood's founder, said blacks were human weeds and reckless breeders who should never have been born. Despite this, her image is part of a struggle for justice exhibit. The pastor's letter takes a conciliatory tone, seeking to educate the curators about her racist eugenics and her open discussions of such with members of the Ku Klux Klan and Hitler sympathizers. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. Oklahoma is fighting court rulings that override the state's interest in women's safety. Oklahoma wants FDA guidelines to be followed in the dispensing of the RU486 abortion pill, and the courts say that doing so is too restrictive. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.